Hello?
Hey, we got disconnected. I don't know if that was me or you.
Oh, I think my phone connected to the radio in the truck.
Oh, I gotcha. No, I was going to tell you, Benchmark is closed, though. Or it says they're closed right now.
Hell yeah, right there by the buy station.
Like, what do you mean closed?
Their listing just says they're closed.
Oh, well, yeah, they're probably good. Well, I mean, it's night.
Hmm. Yeah, that's true. Actually, it says 9 to 5, but then hours might differ for tomorrow, or for Saturdays. Well, they're closed tomorrow. I see what happened there. Okay. So they're basically closed until Tuesday.
Probably.
Uh-huh. Because of the holiday. But they have no ratings or any reviews. Like, there's this stuff's pretty new. At least
yeah,
online is.
Yeah, no, they've been, the online's probably new. I don't know much about what they do online. They were just, I mean, because Mike's rent, since he was probably my age.
Mm. Well, I could also apply a doing business credit to the listing. I could actually get the pricing down to $149 out the door as a bare bones minimum, but that'll level the playing field between you guys and what Van Manen has. Obviously, they got like 24 reviews at 4-star. There's also a Howard's Electric that's up there at an independence.
Yeah.
And they got, you know, 4.3 for 6 reviews. So, obviously, we're going to have to build your reviews. You know, once we get you up there, you'll get an increase in calls, but you're not going to have the reviews factor working for you until we start getting some clients under your belt. But I can get you.
Well, I mean, Howard's been there for... 30 years.
And then we got Howard's verified retired. Yeah. So, I mean, their campaigns are both running about double what I just quoted you. You know, Van Manen is about $299, and then Howard's Electric is saying he's paying $267. They're both on local. They're both on local listings that are just covering Montgomery County.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, I can't make any decisions until I talk to my financial advisor.
Okay. Well, you want to give him a call, or?
An office number? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we have to have availability to put you up there, so the whole reason we're calling you guys today is because we have the spot open. But once we fill it, you know, it closes out, and then you basically just got to wait until the next one opens up and my reps reach out to you.
Yeah, so if I called them right now, how late would it, like?
And then he called you back, like, what's my time frame before no one's there to answer?
To be honest with you, we're actually getting out of the office here in about 20 minutes.
All right.
So it's something that we're actively calling out on, trying to fill.
I can give you his number, because he's actually the other co-owner of this company.
Yeah, I mean, I can give him a call as long as you're on board with it. I don't want to go on back and forth with you guys, but I can definitely try to give him a ring, at least.
Yeah, give him a ring, and then if you can get a hold of him, just let him just tell him I told you to call, because I'm the starter of it, and then he's the co-owner, license holder, and then financial advisor of it all.
Gotcha. Okay, what's his number and name?
620.
Mm-hmm.
252.
Okay.
8051.
Okay. And what's his name?
Donnie.
Okay. I'll give him a call right now and see what happens. If I can't get a hold of him, I'll just text to my line, and then I guess I'll.
Yeah, if you can't get a hold of him, leave him a voicemail and then immediately call him back.
Oh.
Because he's just one of those. If he doesn't know the number, he ain't gonna answer.
Yeah,
that's his personal number. That's not the work number.
All right. Well, it doesn't sound too promising, but I'll try it out. We'll see what happens.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
All right, Matthew.